Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Stanley from Opinion Research, and we were just talking to people from Glenwood Springs area today about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in Glenwood, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes? Would you mind participating with me? Just a couple of questions. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's see. So you do live in the... Okay. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. And in your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Hall, how do you feel about the City Hall or City Council? Sorry, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Okay. And let's see the next question right here. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. You said somewhat positive. Got you. Okay, perfect. And then how would you rate your overall quality, or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The next one would be the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of some more repairs. Then the other option is no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. How do you feel about that?
The second one.
The second one, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repair. Would that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? You feel it's much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
About right. Thank you. As you may have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance repairs. Please cast your vote as a yes or a no on each of the following three separate options. Okay, so I'm going to read you the options and you're just going to tell me what you think about if you would vote yes or no on them. The first one is, would you vote yes or no on the renewal of a half cent sales tax and add an additional half cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes for that? It would bump up your taxes to another half a cent for a total of 1 cent for the next 20 years. And it's to replace and fix sewers, streets, deteriorating water, sewer pipes. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And then the next one is, there's like three options that are going to be there. This one is a 3/4 of a cent option. And this one is to provide funds to pay all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. So this one's of 3/4 of a cent. Would you vote yes or no on this one? Yes, thank you. And then there's one, this one, would you vote yes or no to continue the half cent sales tax for the next 20 years? Yep. Okay, thank you. All right. And do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents of it says whatever sales tax increase ballot issues on the city puts forth in this November might make? So let's see. Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. Okay. So lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. So the first one is, a full 1 cent tax option provides additional money to do full road and under the street infrastructure repairs at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can be replaced. Would that be persuasive to you, or somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive
very,
at all?
Very persuasive.
Thank you.
Very persuasive.
Right. And then, since the cost of the construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since the voters last approved the half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep peace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can be done. Is that persuasive,
very persuasive
to you? Or thank you.
Yeah.
Then Glenwood Springs, weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. What would be very persuasive, somewhat, not persuasive at
somewhat.
All?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Okay, voting yes to increase sales tax above its current half cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
Somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive, thank you. The significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. How do you feel about that?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to local communities to take care of itself. How do you feel about that?
Very persuasive.
Very persuasive. 100% of the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets by the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. By voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of the streets and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the streets, meaning less overall disruption to neighborhoods than is currently necessary.
Somewhat persuasive.
We have two more. We're almost done. The City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. How do you feel about that?
Not persuasive.
Okay. By voting yes, this is the last one for this section. We're almost done. By voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive our streets.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive. Thank you. Okay, so here we go. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote, yes or no, on each of the following? The half-cent sales tax, an additional half-cent for a total 1 cent over 20 years to cover replacing deteriorating waters. Okay, thank you. And then it's just going to go through the options one more time. Now, this is the half-cent option. Oh, no, this is third quarter cent. Yes, thank you.
Yep.
And then
yes.
This is the half-cent. For 20 years. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, if voters approve these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front and speed up the road repair and replace projects and contract for repairs at today's construction price rather than future rising prices? So basically, would you be a
vote
yes?
What are my choices? Oppose or?
Oppose or support? Mm-hmm. Then borrowing money against future sales tax revenue.
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. And then, let's see, we're about done. Could you please tell me your age? I'm just going to give you some brackets here. 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up. Or you
40 to 54.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 or 30, or more than 30?
6 to 10.
Thank you. And do you own Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
You own? Okay, thank you. And that's it. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it, and you have a wonderful night.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.